Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of October 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It has grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. And it is a busy October at Camp Courageous, and of course, it's all about Halloween coming up. Camp Courageous is presenting a haunted trail and dance for the campers. They're going to have a frightful woods full of all kinds of spooks, and then there's going to be a dance. There's a best costume contest, all kinds of things going on. This is going to be Thursday, October the 16th. From 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the camp's main lodge. Once again, Thursday, October 16th, 6 to 8:30, a big Halloween party for the campers. The zip line and mini golf and everything else will also be going at the same time. Respite campers have enjoyed three straight weeks of respite. Once again, this is a time in which families can bring their loved ones and have them have a wonderful weekend while the parents have a little respite. Also during October, we have fun days, and these are free activities including pumpkin carving, hot chocolate, time with the animals, trail hikes, bingo, and a lot more. Once again, the zip line will be going. This is from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. It's going to be on the 8th, the 13th, the 15th, the 20th, the 21st, and 23rd. And for more information and those dates, once again, you can check out our website at campcourageous.org. Our travel campers are super busy. This next week, they're going to be heading to Albuquerque, New Mexico for the big balloon fiesta. And also, they're gearing up for the big Hawkeye game. It will be the Hawkeyes against Penn State. It will be on October 18th, and there will be a tailgate party, and that will be right at the stadium, right there at Kenick. So if you're interested in that, you're a camper, get a hold of us. Camp Courageous is, of course, hiring a staff, counselors, program specialists, and the list goes on and on. We hire the year-round because we go the year-round. Our philosophy is we hire the very best, we pay them good, we also have interns and volunteers working here, and we hope that they stay with us for a long time. A big thank you to all those folks that came out for our waffle breakfast and open house last Sunday. Had a great turnout, and a big thank you to all the volunteers that make that possible. Everything from serving the waffles to giving tours to endless supply of volunteers, and we are grateful to them, and also grateful to all the people that came out. We think maybe next time we'll have Merlin Halsey, who's 102 years old. He collects pop tabs at the door, just like Leo Grieco used to. We might have him signing autographs because he is quite a popular person. Of course, a big thank you to Randy Lee and our friends at WMT for coming out and broadcasting live. Of course, they've been active since the Tate Cummins and Leo Grieco era, and we can't thank them enough for all they do, along with Doug Wagner getting this out and on the air, and those sponsors, mobile companies, and Citizens State Bank. Also, big thank you to the Iowa Masonic Grand Lodge officers and their spouses and friends who came out in huge numbers to help support the event with volunteers. Our relationship with them goes back to the era of Grandmasters Tom and his wife Barb Eggleston, and of course honorary board member Denny and Janet Zart. Great people. A big thank you to Craig Davis, who is the Grand Secretary, and also to Wade Sheeler, who is the Grand Master currently. Thursday, we appreciate Eloise Dennis, who arranged for the huge group of friends from Grand Living in Cedar Rapids to come out to camp. They had the video, they did the tour, they did zip line, they did train rides, and so much more. What a wonderful group of individuals. Once again, a big thank you to honorary board member Eloise Dennis and all of her friends from Grand Living that came out to tour the camp. We had a tour this Saturday. Busy Bee Group will be here touring camp, so we appreciate that. We'll also be volunteering at the October Fest in the Amanas right after that on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where part of the proceeds go to support Camp Courageous along with all the tips. Also on Sunday, Hopkinton is having a car show, Harleys and Hot Rods. Our dear friends Steve and Julie Davis are a big part of that, and we appreciate all that they do for Camp Courageous year-round, and we look forward to being up there. Monday, a big thank you to Molo Companies out of Dubuque with locations throughout the region. They'll be coming to Camp Courageous for a check presentation and also a tour. Our good friend Glenn Haskin is a part of their organization who's a board member and also their COO. On Tuesday, we'll be heading to Des Moines to bid farewell to our dear friend Kelly Garcia. Kelly has headed up the Department of Human Services for a number of years. Right after her start, she came to visit Camp Courageous, fell in love with Camp Courageous, and we can't thank her enough for all of her support over the years. A reminder that our dear friends at Donut Land will be raising money throughout the whole month of October for Camp Courageous. Go to any Donut Land in Cedar Rapids and help support the camp. Fruitcakes are right around the corner, so a big thank you to the volunteers and helpers. And if you want to get fruitcakes, the only place you can get them right now is through Camp Courageous. Our need of the week is manila file folders, so we can always be using those. We had a couple dear friends pass away. Steve Bloom, who's 74, very active in special education throughout his career. And his memorials go to Camp Courageous, along with Ronald Moreland from Lisbon, Iowa, with his memorials going to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.